Thank you for holding. Is this Andy?
Hey, how's it going? Yes, it is. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Not bad. It's a little hot. Thought I'd take a dip in the pool.
Nice. Sounds like we got you multitasking. I'm ready for this heat, man. It's been like off on cloudy and rainy for the last few months here in Orange County, California. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you're in Orange County? Yeah.
I grew up in Huntington Beach, so Surf City USA. Okay. Yeah.
Surf City USA, Avenged Sevenfold. You know that band?
Yeah, of course. Come on. Yeah. There's a lot of good bands actually right around from this coast. Sublime's like right up the way. Huntington Beach is connected to Long Beach, so they're all kind of like right
Long
there.
Long Beach, right there.
Yeah.
And right in between Seal
Beach. Yep, Seal Beach right in between. There's also like the harbor. My brother lives in the harbor. Yeah. So you know the area, huh? You've been out here?
Yeah, I went to Long Beach State.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, so of course.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're low. I mean, that's a little rougher area, though.
Yeah, that was a little bit more rougher, but hey, I was actually living over there in Bellflower. I was some dude and his wife had a back house area, and they converted it to a little small room and a bathroom and a small kitchen. And I was like, okay, I'll rent that and go to school. Thank you.
It'll build some character. Not a bad way.
Yeah,
not a bad way to spend your summers out here and go to college. Yeah, I went to Sac State and then I had to come back down. So Sacramento's horrible. There's nothing up there.
I'm from Sacramento, man. What are you talking about?
There's nothing up there, man. There's nothing. Nothing to do with my schoolwork and play football. And that was it.
Oh no, I was out of Sac. That's my home. Don't say that. It's all good.
Just
that's the reason why I moved. That's why I moved to Long Beach. That's why.
Yeah. I like Southern California a lot better. Well, I can't say that, actually. The Bay Area is cool. I just feel like Sacramento has a lot to do. I like the beach. I guess that's what it is. But I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She had me pull some data from, like, another company in the area, Gary's Custom Painting, and then she wanted me to reduce the price and send you over some information. But did you have any other questions, like, about the listing, aside from just the cost?
The validity, I'm not, you know, you guys called me I'm pretty sure Google has numbers everywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, you know, the company, normally, like, Google would call me from, I don't know, you know, just kind of validity, maybe an email, show me and verify. And
yeah.
I know I know Gary Knight. Is that the Gary you're talking about?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Gary's Custom Painting at Las Cruces.
Yeah. Okay. So I know that guy. I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're bringing up some names, I know some names too around here.
Yeah, there's
just a
few of them that are doing this. Knight's painting is separate though from Gary's Custom Painting, so I don't know if Gary is Gary Knight. Yeah, but there's a Knight.
Yeah, it is Gary Knight. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I'm pretty sure those are two separate companies, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay,
Gary,
so guys,
or two separate people. I know they're definitely two separate companies. Knight's Painting has like 150 Google reviews. They've been doing this for 5 years already. Yeah.
Okay.
Gary's Custom Painting's a little newer to it.
Okay. I'm going to use a little bit more research on my own. But yeah, of course, I mean, it sounds like you're familiar. I mean, I'm definitely interested, and as long as the price is right and everything's looking good, I think I'll be more than willing. I have an Angie's Leads right now, and I have a
If you could do anything with Angie's, then you'll love this, because, I mean, those guys, they get their leads from doing this. They have a Google placement, but it's organically ranking, so it's like underneath Gary's and Knight's here on the first page. They have like 10 of you. What they do is they'll get the lead from Google. Let's say it costs them like $15. They'll sell it to you for 30, but they'll sell it to like four guys on the list as well. So it'll go to like four or five total. And then, you know, they get their money and hightail it out of there, right? All they do is convert, you know, their 15 into X amount just by reselling to you guys. Obviously, only one person is going to get the job. That means like four out of five or three out of four of the guys that buy that, they're not getting anything from it.
Correct.
Right? So
well,
if we list you
independently.
Yeah, you'll do a lot better. Just let people call you directly. You don't need to go through all that nonsense. All right. So I sent you the pricing page. I also sent you the link to like our reviews so you could see who we are. And then I'll send over, you already have your own website going, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull your site up.
I might have to optimize it a little bit and do a little bit more. I do a little bit of my own stuff as well.
You own the domain already?
Yeah, I own the domain.
Yeah, you didn't do too bad, man. I've seen a lot worse, let me tell you.
ChatGPT.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. I looked it up online. Well, I come from the MySpace age. You know, MySpace, you have to code everything in order to have a background or put your picture up. MySpace was basically
that.
Same thing.
I'm 29,
so
I remember doing that in, like, middle school, you know? Yeah.
And
yeah, we always grew up with
and
it.
So ChatGPT, all you got to do is ask ChatGPT, hey, but you got to be specific. I want this website built exactly like this with these words at the very top and this in the middle and a picture right here. And but once you say it perfectly,
that's funny.
It's almost like 2 minutes later, ChatGPT will like.
Yeah, copy and paste. And you cheated on your homework.
Hey, but that's probably why it's a little slow when you tap in.
Yeah, well, we can fix that too, though. It's just the loading speed. That actually does affect your quality score, though, on Google. You usually want to pay attention to that. Yeah, Tara said that you were doing Google Ads for like 2 weeks, but the quality score. I mean, obviously, it's got to be the quality score because I didn't see you anywhere when I type in painting contractor or custom painting contractor for Las Cruces, surrounding areas. Obviously, if it's not being displayed, you don't get charged. Yeah, we're Local Splash.
So Local Splash, what we do, we get you the best results by putting proprietary technology in the hands of our expert staff. This means you don't have to spend any more time worrying about marketing budget. I love how you guys cross out local SEO service. Why are you guys any different than a local SEO service?
Well, when we started out in 2004, we were just a local SEO company. So that was like 18 years ago, but we became a premier Google partner in 2016. So we're actually partnered with Google now. We're not just an independent SEO service. And that helps
premier.
A lot, actually.
Yeah,
premier status. There's only 3 premier partners in the country that have achieved that status. We're right next to the Southern California Google headquarters. So we're in Fountain, you know, Orange County, like SoCal. So we're in Fountain Valley. And then they're actually up the 405 off of, Jamboree. So it's like borderline Irvine, Newport Beach. It'll come up as Irvine, but that's actually Google Building 1. So it's like literally a 5-minute drive up the freeway, up the 405 from where we are. That's where I get all my Google credentials. So they kind of strong-armed us, though. It wasn't like we were like, oh, yeah, you know, they're building a new Google headquarters down here. You know, we want to be a Google partner. Like, we were making money as an SEO company on our own, and we're doing really well. Our clients had a bunch of great results. We had great reviews even before then. It was just Google basically said, you know, if you're not going to be a part of the partner program and actually have, like, our products, which is, like, Google Places, Google Ads, and Google Guarantee, then we're going to basically come after you, and you guys are going to have to shut down. They don't want you operating, selling SEO, making money off putting people on the first page of Google without them getting a piece of the pie. So –
Right.
Yeah, that required
so
us to have
to
become
it out an SEO company, which, you know, search engine optimization is super key, but if they're getting to the point where they're a conglomerate, you know, we have to make sure we get our cut, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 85% of Google's money comes from advertisements, so.
Right.
They don't play around about that.
Where's the space for Facebook and Instagram? And I mean, I think
we're actually in the process of partnering with Meta too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
what would you say? I thought I'd cut you off.
Now, I have multiple questions, but let's just go ahead and I think a lot of the questions I have in my mind, I could definitely do my own kind of research and then put it together. And obviously, it's going to take reviews and me going. I mean, we went and did a customer.
Well, it's not just that. So, like, what we're calling you about is a Google Places placement. These are it's different. It's not like we're doing some programming to eventually hope you get up there. We don't even call out unless a spot's open. So we're calling you because we have availability for Google Places.
Okay.
Those are the guys that show up next to the map there. But how you're listed like 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the end user. But these listings cover you for up to a 40-mile radius around the street address that they send your Google PIN verification letter and for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. So it's not a big maybe. You don't have to like jump on a computer and help us do the backlinking and meta tagging. It's not like how it was before with the SEO. You know, it's pretty plug and play. Obviously, you got to be responsive to the customer still. Close them yourself, right? Generate good
customer
reviews.
Service.
But yeah. I mean, you handle all the client facing part of it, but we do all the back end legwork on it. Like I sent you a website example too, so you can see an example of the site. If you own your domain, I don't have to charge you anything to develop the content on it. Obviously, we have to get your permissions to access that domain, but we can upgrade you to one of these My Sites, and I can have a graphic designer give you this custom website design. You can make it look however you want it to look without.
This one looks exactly like Mr. Knight's.
Well, yeah, website. I mean, he's working with a premier Google partner.
Yeah.
Gary Custom Painting and Knight's. They're both on what's called like a platinum package bundle. So the platinum packages, they have the website included. They have Facebook ads. They have all the bells and whistles pretty much, except for Google ads. And if you want to do Google ads, you have to have like a platinum premier package, which is a little different. It just has all the bells and whistles of this plus Google ads. I know you were doing your Google ads on your own. I didn't know if you wanted to continue to try to do that on your own or if you wanted to outsource it. But my recommendation would be to just not even do pay-per-click or pay-per-lead at all until you've grown your company a little bit, because they're going to be expensive. Like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List and running Google Ads is going to be just not cost-efficient if you're just starting out or if you're just taking over the company. If you guys already have like a pipeline of business developed, then it's like, okay, maybe you have some money to blow, then, you know, that's up to you.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was never mind.
I'm
going to
say
right?
that I was not expecting to come out here and do all, like, you know, I was expecting to kind of come out here and open my own business, but I was expecting to open, like, a home inspection business. But I'm very good at a lot of different things, not just one thing. And
yeah.
So I decided, hey, you know what, painting would be just fine. I am interested. I do see that. Well, there's some things on here that I, you know, could look at a little bit more, but for the most part, I would like to know, you said it's a monthly cost?
Yeah, so, like, I can put you on this platinum bundle, like Gary's has, but if you want to come on board today, I can do it at $299 month to month. So that's 50% price reduction.
So if you just want to come on board today, there's a price, there's some sort of deal.
Well, because we are looking to fill it, right? So the goal,
right,
obviously, is to fill it. Tara and them are calling down, and I honestly don't want to go through, like, 6 of these calls, to be honest. But
I get blessed sometimes, and I'm just going to go ahead and say, hey, you know what, $299, $300, I had that. I could definitely spend that, so... Let's try it out. Why not? Do you have like a refund policy at some point, or is it straight $299?
With the discounts that I applied in your service agreement, they're going to say that the first month is non-refundable and that it's month to month. You could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. So only the first month, because that fund's going to go into getting you PIN verified, doing your Google Advanced verification. I have a graphic designer that's going to build your site for you. We're going to do a client interview for you. You know, send out all your Google PIN verification as well. So there's a lot of legwork that goes into it. Last thing we want to do is to have you like back out and then we actually lose money. But I would waive your setup fee for you too. Like you don't have any other setup fees or charges. So it's just flat $299. That would lock us in until July 12th. And if you want to continue to move forward, it'll stay $299 month to month for that platinum bundle.
So anytime I go online and I look up painter, interior painter, exterior painter near me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be third, fourth, fifth, maybe.
Well, no, there's three guys that show up there. Yeah, but you'll be up that on that list, but how you're listed is going to be based on the location of the end user. So for you searching for your own services, you should see yourself at the top, especially if you're at the location where we're sending your PIN verification and you're searching from there. But obviously, you notice if you're out in the field, you know, it might rotate based off of where you are searching from on your mobile device with that IP address. But
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do it, man. That's why not. Let's try it out. I've been getting called by a couple different SEO companies as well. They're not offering that spot on Google Ads, so why not try it?
Yeah, Google Places. Yeah, Google Ads is pay-per-click. It's different. We could do that for you later, too, but my goal here is to obviously get your foot in the door, start making some money, right? I mean, obviously, if I can show you a good return, you'll continue to use it, and we'll build a long-term relationship, and then we could talk about running ads and maybe, like, a broader service area. I always like to have the guys do this first before they do ads because it's like, this will already cover you for 40 miles, so, like, why would you pay per click if your local listing's already there? You know what I mean? So it's like, if you want to cover, like, 50 miles, 100-mile radius, we can grow your business, but we would incorporate the Google Ads to do that. So that's maybe something we add later in the future just to cover the ground that's not already being covered by this local listing. Make sense?
Perfect. Yes.
All right. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile and send your PIN out. What's the street address I could send your PIN verification letter?
649 King.
Oh, actually,
Edward.
I have one here. Okay. Avenue.
Avenue, yeah. 88007, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, 88007 Las Cruces, New Mexico. Okay, update. And then you said you would be able to give us access to the domain name that you have, GoDaddy. So we could do the...
Yeah, domain name, GoDaddy, is where I have it on. So it's up to you guys, or if you guys want to into that, whatever. It's up to you.
Okay. But so yeah, I'm going to send you my direct number.
Okay.
I'm going to schedule a client interview for tomorrow. I'll have the technician go over, like, all the keywords, the service area, and we'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look. I'm also going to send you an email address. I know you have some photos on there already, but once you transfer management of the domain, all the stuff that's on there is going to disappear. So I need you to send in those photos. And that kind of leaves a paper trail, too, showing that we had permission to use the photos and not breaking any copyright laws or anything like that.
Perfect.
Okay. And then is Andy short for Andrew?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Arzibal.
Oh, can you spell that for me?
A-R-Z. Yeah, A-R-Z. Okay, A-R-Z-A-V-A-L.
Okay, Arzibal. All right. And then what's your email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing, like the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement that you're getting the platinum for just that $299 and I waived all setup fees.
Okay. It's going to be Saratoga.
Okay.
Custom Painting.
Custom.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. And this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
I normally put from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
But 6 a.m. is a lot earlier than people get up.
I get up at 6
but
every
that's,
day.
That's
so
the
like
time
the last
that
like
I
9
do.
Years.
Yeah, that's the time that you put? Okay.
Well, yeah, no, that's fine. The time I wake up. We work 7 to 4 here, so I'm always up at 6 every day. Sometimes earlier than that, too. I'll go get a little workout in. But you said 6
yeah,
to
that's
5.
That's how I do it.
Yeah, I'm big on running. I love running.
Hey, have you done the Spartan Run over there in Big Mountain or whatever it's called, right, Doug?
Not Spartan Run. Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I see those all the time. They're up in Big Bear with all the mud and everything.
Yeah, Big Bear,
yeah. I do a lot of, like, the Run Surf City events, like, for Huntington Beach. Those ones are pretty cool. I've done a marathon there. I've done half marathon there. 5Ks. Just on my lunch break, I went down and crushed a 5 mile run. It was like 36 minutes, 35 seconds. That's pretty
good.
Yeah,
that's a good one, man. Good job. Keep that up. But yeah, hey, like body in motion is always a body that lasts a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Durability.
Yeah, I try to stay chiseled, man. It's almost summertime out here. Not trying to be that dad on the beach that, like, doesn't move, looks like a whale, you know. My boys are running laps around me. I try to stay active.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to have perfectly
You're cutting out really
you
bad.
Can see, yeah, you can see my abs and you can see my chest looking strong. And but in here's the thing, Sacramento, California, or all of California in general, you could be at the club, at the bar, and your percentage would be maybe like 26%, right? All right,
yeah.
I got a 25% chance because there's so much competition. There's at least four or five big dogs in that one bar or club, that, and she's got all the options. Over here, in
you
the
know
small,
what's
like
funny?
Texas,
it's like I grew up out here, so there's just, you know, there's so many beach blondes and running around and pretty girls and whatnot.
Beautiful.
But, yeah, they're gorgeous. They're a dime a dozen, you know. But I actually, like, over time, I kind of, like, resented them. I started to resent them so much. And it was just like, I'm always a good-looking guy. Like, I go out, and my lady comes with me, and they just all look at my wife like, why her? You know? Like, why her? But because my lady's not from here. Like, I totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, my lady's not from here. She's from El Salvador originally. So she's like this little, like, six-pack fit Latina that I met at the gym, you know?
Yeah.
Thick accent, you know? And they're just like, really her? And I'm like, yeah, because, like, all you guys, like, don't work out. You got fake boobs, fake butt, fake lips, a lot of money.
Fake hair.
You know? Like,
lady.
Yeah, my lady's all natural, man, just fit as a fiddle. Like, you know, she's a tiny little thing. She's only, like, 5'2", but... Yeah, man, it's
that's awesome, man.
I kind of dropped out of that because she's just, her mindset's just totally different. She's raised like Catholic and she's super like, you know, family, tight knit. So, yeah, I fell in love with her
pretty fast.
I was dating this really pretty Italian girl for like 6 years from when I got out of college to till I met her, and then now I'm just not even looking back. I'm like, this is great.
I've seen people like my cousin who's like. Him and his wife been having some issues, a couple different cousins, actually. they married American women.
There's so many options out here. It's bad, especially for women. Like, you got your wife going out. She goes to work out. It's like guys are hitting on her all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be really careful.
Yeah.
She wants to go to the beach. Oh, what, if she's going out with the girls, forget it, man. Like,
yeah, it's even, like, my thing, too, is, like, you got to be a guy that at least has enough money to allow your wife to stay home to take care of the kids, because even if she's working a job, a 9-to-5, these guys, they're at work, and they, you know, they have nothing better to do. They're bored at their job, so they're going to try hitting on your lady the whole time. Like, all right, well, I don't even want my girl to work.
I know, it's funny. My oldest is 7, and I try to tell them all the time. It's from different relationships. I have one from a different relationship and then one with her.
Oh.
But I tell them all the time, I'm like, watch her for me.
Oh, there you go. That's the smartest thing you can do.
Because she usually looks after both of them during the day, you know? And so I'm just like, yeah, hey, watch mom for me, you know?
Hey, that's also showing them how to be a man.
Yeah,
yeah,
also
showing him
sure.
How to be
my,
a man. Yeah.
My oldest is my guy, man. That's just, he's my everything. I tell him all the time, I'm like, none of them are getting the house when I'm gone. It's going to you, so. Figure
true,
it out.
True, yeah.
Yeah, I already got prenup in order. Everything's going to you, buddy. Don't even. they're there, but I'm all about my boys, man. You know, that's what it's about. Yeah. So I have your business profile set up. I set it up 6 to 5. You said Monday through Friday, or did you want to do Saturday and Sunday hours too?
I'm going to do Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday's God's day.
Attaboy. Good man. I grew up going to Calvary Chapel over there in Costa Mesa. Pastor Chuck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, that was pretty,
Is it a Catholic or a Protestant?
No, that's Christian. I was raised
Christian.
My lady's just Catholic.
No, like, so for Catholic to me, because I'm a you know, I'm a Latino, so Catholic to me is also Christianity, but
yeah,
it's more of a suburb church Christianity. And so
yeah.
I'm more of a, like a Protestant where I go and, you know, we celebrate early on. It's always a song and they're celebrating. Whereas the Catholic, you walk in there and force everyone, there's a certain routine, do the cross on your chest and your head and then through the water and all that stuff. And
yeah.
then every service, you're going to take your communion, and every service, you're going to do this and this and this, and every service. We're still with, like, Protestant, you're walking in there, and they have different types of speakers, and they're telling the truth, man, but they're doing it with passion, you know. Whereas the Catholic churches, they're just more of a talking kind of situation. Hey,
I like singing praises. I like going to church and not feeling so condemned sometimes. I mean, we're all sinners at the end of the day. We're all falling short at the end of the day, but I don't like to have it, like, thrown in my face all the time,
Yeah,
I'd rather come in and sing his praises, like, thank you for another day, and then, you know. But I grew up, like, my family was very strict on religion. My grandfather was just super religious and always had us going to Calvary Chapel from when I was really young. As I got older, though, I kind of rebelled against it, and then I, like, went back to it. Once I got, like, my last couple years of, like, high school, then going out. And then now we're so divided because my first son is from an Italian. She's Catholic. And then my wife is Catholic, right? She's from El Salvador. And so, like, my youngest son and my oldest son have both been baptized at a Catholic church. But I didn't actually attend.
You're there too.
Either of them, you know. Yeah. Like, my youngest had the all-white suit on, and, like, I was like, okay, if you want to grab all your family, like, round them up. Like, I'm not against it. I'm not going to stop you guys from
doing
it.
So you are kind of part of the Baptist church, a little bit of Catholic and baptism. And
I mean,
I see it. I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, I was raised really strict, but as I've gotten older again, you know, it's like my faith is there. You know, I believe that Jesus Christ died to save me from my sins, you know, save my soul. So I believe he's my savior. But, you know, I'm also like, I live in California, man. Like, you know, everybody's so different. Like, I run into people like all different races and colors and stuff. And, like, you can't be like super strict. And like condemning people out in the street, you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of the guys that, went to the churches that I grew up going to are like that, you know? And I just don't appreciate that either. Like, I'm not out in the street screaming at the gays and stuff. Like, you can disagree with them without like screaming at, you know what I mean? It's the same kind of concept. I want the same respect from them. Like, don't jam it down our throats. Don't come near my kid. Just kind of respect my way and you respect your way and everybody just keep going, you know?
I 100% agree, man. I can't agree more.
Yeah, so that's the thing about religion. Yeah, but it's kind of made me, it filled me with hate a little bit, you know? So I'm kind of like, nah, I don't want to wake up hating anybody, even if they don't abide by what I believe in, you know what I mean? So I'm even like that at home with my kids. My wife, I'm like, my sons are like, hey, they want to lean towards being Catholic, and they tell me later, like, that's what they believe. Like, I'm not going to, oh, I don't love you anymore, son. You're going to hell. Like, you know, I'm not like that.
Yeah. Everyone deserves a second chance, and you could help them get right with the Lord.
Like, you know, I would like us to all be in the same place when it's over, but, you know, it's not all perfect.
Imagine spending eternity with your family, man. How awesome would that be?
Yeah. Can't get any better than that, you know. And that's kind of why I'm that way too, though. My mom passed when I was really young, and she was Christian, and her dad was Christian. My grandpa died in 18, so it's like I was raised that way. They're all that way, so I've always been kind of training my mind to go through it. That's what I know the best. But you know, I also have gone to like all over the world. I've gone to Rome and seen, you know, Scala Sancta, where Jesus Christ walked up before his passion, and you know what I mean? I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, and it's like, I don't know.
The Jordan River. That's what I was trying to go next, to the Jordan. I want
to
get baptized
in the
Jordan.
I never went to the Jordan River. That sounds awesome. I know, I was so like, I had to hold my tongue, because I told my wife that. I'm like, okay, this St. Joachim is not the holy water in Jordan. You know? And then I was like, dude, you could be a jerk, you know what I mean? Like, I had to stop myself, because I was trying to explain it. I'm like, I don't think the baptism's gonna save the babies, but I know you believe in that. So, like, you know, just
So. Well, with babies, here's the thing. With babies, babies are innocent. So those are God's children right away, or Jesus. And so until they get into the time where they go through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, the turmoil and the problem of actually being alive and the fight against what we call sin, anger, hate, you know, lust, jealousy, all these other sins, then you start to realize, okay, well, I need to kind of wash myself of these sins and try, now I know, because now I'm from this innocent person,
the rebirth.
I am now an intelligent and wise man, because now the beginning of wisdom comes from fearing God, right? So once I started fearing God, John the Baptist used to baptize people who have gained that fear and salvated them, or, you know, given the salvation of, you know, rinsing themselves off of their sins as a baptism. And so that's what John the Baptist was doing, and then Jesus started doing it.
And my name's
John.
That's
kind of how I see that. Yeah, John, right? Hey,
yeah,
my name's
John
Andrew. We're definitely in that Bible.
Yeah, I agree. My parents never baptized me when I was young. My grandfather either. I think, like, the Christianity, like, the part where that I like about it is, like, I don't really repent, like, my stuff to other people that are of the flesh, I guess you could say. Like, I think that's the only thing that kind of, like, dissuade me from the Catholic was, like, confession, I guess. Because I'm like, I feel like I could talk to God myself. Like, I don't think I need the pastor to, like, I don't see him as a higher power that has a better connection or better relationship with God than I do, and I need to, like, repent to him and have him talk to God. You know, I just pray and talk to him myself, you know? And that's the kind of thing that, where I strayed from. I don't know if I'll really have my sons, like, repent in the church if they want, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It's up to them. I'll just tell them, like, hey, I talked to God on my own, and I received my answers in time, you know? Just see how life continues to go. It's always gone great. I could feel like I've been completely blessed. I live, like, right on the beach in a really beautiful area. You know what I mean? I got a beautiful family.
Yeah, you are blessed, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's like, it's hard to wake up every day and feel like you're not. Yeah.
You're making me feel a lot more comfortable on this transaction. That's all I got to say.
Well, it's not just the first one. You know, I wanted to work with you a long time, so there's a lot of transactions. We're only going to get there. I'm only going to make money if you make money, so we got to get it going.
Yeah.
So I got your profile set up Monday through Saturday, 6 to 5, Sunday close. And then I have all the information squared away. We will need access to your website. I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing because of the discounts. You got to sign off on that. And then I'm also going to send you a form called Google Advanced Verification. They're going to ask you for some photos and stuff. It's going to add a lot of credibility to your business in case people are, like, questioning whether or not they should hire you. So this lets them know, like, hey, we've been background checked. They ask you for all these crazy photos. Like, they'll ask you for, like, tools, your workshop. You don't have to display your workshop if you work from home. They'll ask you for, like, license plate of your work vehicle.
Because I have a back, so my workshop is in the back of my home, but is it going to show my address? I'll just show the – I don't need a
– I can hide your address. I can hide your address. And then it'll still say Las Cruces, New Mexico, 88007.
I think
and we'll still send the pin here. Well, I mean, the pin's there, but the pin's vague if I hide the address. So, but if when you send the photos in, you're kind of like going, hey, you're like, I'm okay with it, you know what I mean? And obviously, you know, a bad guy's not going to hide anything. A good guy's not going to hide anything. A bad guy is going to be hiding stuff, right? So it's kind of like one of those things, you know? But I can also understand you don't want to have random people showing up to your house uninvited either, you know, or having your address out there, especially if you got a family.
Well, here's the thing, is my dad has been running the business before me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he put our address, or his address. This is my grandpa's house. My grandpa before him owned a different kind of, he owned a concrete business. And so we got tools for three generations now. And I'm like, okay, well, I could show you our workout.
Yeah, you want to save those.
But I'm like, geez, I got all the tools.
Save those. Yeah. One of those turn up missing, though. That's, like, all bad. Or somebody showing up there, you know what I mean? Picking a lock, that's how you get shot.
Yeah. I agree.
So, I don't want to have to shoot anybody, but I have guns, you know.
But it's good that you get, it's good that you at least kind of gave me the option to say yes and no on that part. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll send some pictures through that link, though, for sure.
Okay. All right. So I'll get that sent over. And then last thing I had to do is secure the payment and client interview. So let's do client interview first. So client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes. We ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Before 12, I would say 10 or 11 o'clock is the best time.
10 to 11?
10, yeah. 10 to 11, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, let me know. I could always reschedule, but I want to get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah. I'd rather do
it. Okay.
I'm
sorry. You said you're a Latino?
I want to go. Huh?
Oh, yeah. That's me, too. I don't want to waste a day. That's opportunity. I got a little bit of time to show you, you know, some results, so I want to get it going, too. But you said you were a Latino?
Yeah, Mexican-American, third generation in America.
Oh, okay.
Pero yo hablo español. And
yo hablo español. Mucho or poquito?
Mucho. Duolingo.
Duolingo?
Y Duolingo es a mí.
Yo soy gringo, no hablo mucho español, un poquito. Mi niños, they speak a lot of.
But earlier we had a Latin customer, and she was speaking to me in Spanish, and I was completely okay with it, able to tell her, hey.
Yeah. I knew a lot of Spanish before I even met my wife. You know, it's funny, I thought my wife was Mexican because my best friend growing up is Mexican. His family's from Jalisco. And I used to go down there all the time. So I was, like, super comfortable with Latinas. Like, we would go to, like, Cancun, Cabo. Like, it was, like, an every summer thing. Like, going back to, like, high school. Like, before we went to the same college, everything. So, you know, I knew a lot of, like, Spanish. So I would take her to all these, like, nice, fancy Mexican restaurants out here that I knew of. And, you know, and she would be like, you know I'm not Mexican, right? And I was like, wait, what? It took like 6 months before I found out or figured it out that she wasn't Mexican. She's from El Salvador. I was like, oh, wow.
I have no idea where we're at right now other than the fact that I have Google Maps. I wish there was Google Maps.
Okay. It was nuts, but I learned a lot from her. I remember she sitting down our first couple dates, and she was teaching me like all these random things that I didn't know. Like I didn't know how to say fork, like as tenedor. You know, I couldn't say it. Like I still can't say it right. But she taught me a lot of like different stuff. And my youngest is bilingual, so we've been learning.
It's important. Well, here's the thing for me, being a brown man and coming, you know, my pops, he, you know, kind of didn't want to, he knows Spanish, so he doesn't know it that well, but him teach it to me. And so coming into the world,
I mean, you guys are a few generations in, so, I mean, you guys are basically just American at this point. Yeah, like my wife, she was born over there, and then she didn't come here until she was like 19, you know? So she's been around. Yeah. So it's like my youngest is leaning towards that side. Like there's times I yell at him. I'm like, come here. And he's only two. And he does not like respond. And I'll be like, ven aquí now. And he freaking turns and comes running. Yeah. It's so weird. So I got to deal with that. I got to keep improving on it because it seems like he's leaning that way. And he's with mom during the daytime. So he's getting a lot of Spanish during the day. Yeah. All right, so I got your profile squared away. I sent you that invitation. Last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment. So this is the hard part. It's like peeling a scab. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
You got to take Visa, right?
Yeah, we could do a visa. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's going to be under my personal visa name. It's not going to go down as a company expense. It's going to go
under my stuff. Thank you for saying that. So I'm going to forward the invoice receipt to this email, and I'll always have them forwarded there. So that way you could still write it off as a business expense because you guys will get it back that way, even if it's on a personal method.
That's what I was thinking, that maybe I could kind of somehow, because it will go to the Paratel Custom Gang website or to the email.
Yeah, I mean, we could swap it out. A lot of times businesses, they do business from a business card. That way it's easier to just kind of give the, like a report to the CPA at the end of the year and have him do the taxes that way, have all the write-offs under that card. But I'll send the invoice over, and then you'll have it. You could add it to the pile.
Awesome.
All right. And then the billing address is the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
No, the address on the card will be different.
Okay. I'm ready for the billing address.
It's going to be 7616 32nd Street, Antelope, California, 95843.
It's out here. 95843?
95843, yes.
Okay. So how long have you been in New Mexico?
So my pop, so just, you know, how your mom died a little bit when you were younger. My mom died a year ago.
Oh, man.
My pop, he was out here by
what
himself.
Happened?
None of the family was here with them. My mom, she's just... not a very
I'm sorry, I know. Yeah, it's not something you want to talk about.
The best way I could say it.
And it's
so
fresh,
man. I'm hoping that God take her home. And my whole thing about that is at least I'm, you know, from that moment in time learning, you know, hey, parents, my mom, she died, but I still have one left. You know, let's enjoy it. Let's try our best.
Yeah.
You know, so
100%. You're giving me goosebumps, man. But yeah,
I picked up everything I got.
I'm happy that it's bringing you closer though, and you still have your faith. Cause like, that's where my relationship with God got rocky, was when my mom passed. I did a lot of like God's the only one that could have took her or saved her. You know what I mean? And so I was just kind of like, really like, why, you know, I don't understand. And me not understanding, and I was very young. I'm 29 now. I was 16, barely turning 17. It was 2010. You know what I mean? So I was like, I still had to finish school, then go off to college, and it was like I was dealing with all that stuff, and, you know. So I strayed away from it for a while, and then I actually got a call from a private school that I went to my senior year called Brethren Christian in Huntington Beach. And then the principal called me, and I went over there, and I was going to church, Bible class every day, every morning, you know, and it kind of helped me heal a little bit. So that's why I got goosebumps right now. I know that with the first year is so like tough though, man, I was fighting people all the time. Like I was going to football practice and just beating kids up, beating myself up, angry all the time. Like,
hey, maybe you telling me that is a sign to me, because I, you know, I'm not saying I fight people all the time, but I have been a lot more aggressive within this last year.
Yeah.
So
oh,
that's
yeah,
exactly,
man.
What the result of it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even nowadays, I do jujitsu and stuff, and I always got to, like, remind myself to, like, hey, man, you know, control the temper. The temper. What was that?
Jiu-Jitsu, man, don't take this guy's head off. That's what you got to remember.
yeah, seriously. Like, sometimes, well, it teaches you a lot of that discipline, too. You know, like, control the outcome of the situation. Yeah.
So. Jiu-Jitsu is one of those fights. I mean, I've only been to a couple of them, but I got a really close friend. It is one of those fighting, you know, sports where you could completely, you know, you're fighting, you got chokeholds, you got the way to pull someone's arm off, and...
Yeah.
it's like really
a lot of rolling around, holding on for dear life. Yeah, I thought I was strong before, you know, I thought my cardio was good before, and then I went in there, I was like, woo, man, different stamina, my arms were like burning, just trying to hold the guy down so you don't choke me out. Yeah, but it's good for you. I have a good family friend who lives out there, actually in New Mexico, but he's a little nuts right now. He's been dealing with some stuff for the past year. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and basically ever since we've pulled out of that war, he's all paranoid and stuff. So I don't think that's somebody I would introduce you to, but he's a good buddy.
PTSD.
Yeah, well, he has maybe, PTSD real bad.
Jake, maybe someday, you know, you feel maybe we stay together, me and you keep talking, and eventually, hey, you see him maybe do a little turn in the corner and
come down here, yeah. Man.
Hey, yeah. Go over there and talk to him, give him some, you know, something. God, yeah. At least, because me and you both know. God,
oh man, no, he's so lost, Andy. He's so lost. I know. God is the only one that can heal him, and I pray for him all the time. But he's so lost. Like
yeah.
Those guys that went over there, they're so brainwashed and messed up, man. He went in like believing in God, and he came back talking about Valhalla. Like I should be in Valhalla right now with my friends, and yeah, he's in some other like Viking craziness, you know.
Some evil stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, I try to tell him though. I'm like, hey, you don't think God has soldiers? Like, I'm sure. Who do you think's gonna fight these demons for eternity? Who do you think's keeping the balance on Earth? There's got to be some kind of army that he has, you know. So there's these guys that fight too, you know. You just gotta repent and ask him for forgiveness. But he's so far off. Like, yeah, those conversations don't go anywhere. But just make.
What I'll do, John, is I'll pray for him. What's his name?
His name's Adam Grego.
Okay, I'm just going to call him Adam. I don't need another last name.
He's actually really well-known out there. He's really well-known out there. He sued the VA out there in New Mexico. He has a big property out there. He sued the VA. They had him on the floor for a while. He's a really good guy. He's just like, a spiritual conversation doesn't go well with him, and then he's got a lot of, like, bad PTSD. But, like, if it's just like a buddy hanging around and talking, telling stories, like, he's a really good person. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Well, you know. Like I said, I'll just sit here and I'll pray for him. I think that's all I can do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You got to pray all the time.
I'll throw a prayer for him, specifically to him. And you too, John, man, because I think, man, there's not a lot of guys like you out here.
Well, I think that goes both ways, but it's just, you know, some of us have been unfortunate and fortunate at the same time. Like, you know what I mean? It's just perspective.
Yeah.
Like, we both lost our mom, and that, I know that sucks, and that's, like, one of those things that's, like, especially as a guy, you know, we love our mom so much. I mean, my dad's always like, suck it up, be tough, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, shut up, man, I want to cry, I want to hold my mom. Leave me alone, yeah. Yeah, that picking me up, just shake it off. I'm like, my mom would be holding me. Yeah, no. I think about stuff like that all the time, and I try not to get cold with my boys, because I know with my mom, that was the thing I missed so much, and that's how it got kind of cold over time, was that I just don't have that hug, you know. But you'll be all right, man. We'll see her again one day. Yeah, keep the faith. I got you too, man. I'll pray for you. You stay positive. You know what I mean? Keep moving forward with the business. Keep looking after dad. You know, if you keep the faith. No. You don't have any kids or anything? You don't got a lady?
So, I was in a relationship for probably like a good amount of time, similar to you.
Uh-huh.
And,
heartbreak.
I was just, it was one of those situations where I realized that I was with her, and then, in the beginning was all good, and then she turned. I'm gonna just straight up say it, man. I'm still learning red flag. This is the best thing
okay.
I can say.
Yeah. You know? No, I learned the hard way too. People don't understand how hard guys love. I think it's like when we lose our mom. Obviously, that's a whole other thing. And then I was looking for it in the wrong places too. I was like young. I was like, okay, let me just go find the prettiest girl. Like, all my morals were like off, you know, and because I didn't have that like, hey mom, what do you think? You know, there was no like, let me get approval from my mom on this chick. You know, otherwise I probably could have saved myself so much heartache.
I feel you.
I went all over. We had our first, you know, I took her to Rome. We went to all these places that I was telling you about. We vacationed and did all these crazy things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and now it's like I don't regret it, you know, I still got my little guy out of it, but yeah, definitely a learning lesson. That's what I was asking though, because I did a lot of healing when my son was born, you know. It was more like, hey, this isn't about me. It gives you a lot more, like, fulfillment, and it got me looking a lot into the future where I was living every day.
I will say this. Even though I don't have my children or the wife yet and all that stuff, I know that I will have it eventually through the faith that
exactly.
I have. Oh, my God. And I'm like,
Goosebumps again, man.
Right now, all I need to do is keep preparing, keep doing what I need to do, and know that when I retire, I'm going to have something for the family that
you're
I leave
building.
Behind.
That's right. You're in the
and
building phase.
I'm going to make sure that they have a place in heaven with us, too. That's it.
Amen. Man, you gave me the chills twice now. Jeez.
Amen. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you have really good perspective. Yeah, really good perspective, though. That's a good way. Like, hey, I know they're coming, though, you know, and I'm just building for them. I know that's a good way to stay motivated, you know. I wasn't that motivated until I looked at them, and then I was like, okay, I got to, like, you know. That's why I got sober, and, like, I wasn't, like, crazy about it, but I was having drinks every day. I don't drink at all anymore. So that's good. Yeah, but seeing my son changed me a lot, man. It changed me a lot. Made my heart full. Definitely filled some holes. I'm looking forward to that for you. Hopefully you meet a good one, though. Pick wisely. Pick wisely.
Yeah, that's all. That's,
make a
that's,
checklist.
Like I said, I'll have to learn.
Yeah,
the red flag checklist.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta do this. There's nothing wrong with holding your values, holding your standards, you know, because once you put that ring on it, man, they got half of everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You got a prenup. Yeah. Well, yeah, I did that after the first one because I almost married the first one. I got engaged. The first one didn't go through with it. And then this one, I was like, I definitely know I wanted to spend my life with her. I also had to get her paperwork because she's from El Salvador. So we had to go through that process. And so, like, pretty much, yeah, I was ready, though. And I'm still, I don't regret it. Yeah. But she was, like, willing
That's
to
good,
sign though. This because I was like, how do I know that you're not going to just take half of what I have and go run off to El Salvador rich and take my baby?
Right.
Yeah.
You
know,
so take all the access to your children. That's the worst.
Yeah. I had to go over there. That was over there for 2 weeks. I had to go over there for 2 weeks. It was crazy to get her visa. It was wild. And she grew up in the jungle.
Glad that you're here, man.
Yeah. All right.
El Salvador ain't no joke. This dude's out there. Wild.
Yeah, it's a lot better now. It's a lot better now. I'm not a little guy, though, either. That's why I was asking you. Like,
okay.
I went out there. Yeah, I'm like 6'2". I'm like 200 pounds. I was up to like 225 then. Yeah, but I'm all chopped up. I used to play football and stuff, and I still work out. Like I was telling you, I run. So I'm not one of those guys, man. Like, these guys aren't going to come up to me with tattoos on their face.
So you're a Chad. Just admit it. You're a Chad.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm a Chad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, if it's, you're not going to come over here and scare me, like, I would, yeah, you're going to get decked in the face. Like, I grew up playing football. Like, I was, you know, unless they come to me with, like, a machete or something, but I'm not walking around with a bunch of cash anyways.
That would be different. That would be different.
Yeah, but we stayed on a compound. I went to this place called El Tunco. It's like a beach city. It felt like Huntington Beach almost, you know, obviously not with all the buildings and everything, but it was just, it was cool. It was just like a vacation, a little 2 week vacation. It was chill.
Right.
Yeah. I did see some That's gang cool. members. They're a lot better now. Trump was like friends with that guy, their president over there. So, and he helped them like rebuild their economy a lot. I don't really like Trump, but he did help that guy. And that guy is like Arab, but he's the president of El Salvador. I don't know how it happened, but they turned around a lot. They've been like destroying all the gangs or the graves of the gang members and stuff, and like basically letting them know, like, you're not going to be remembered if you're MS-13 or 18th Street, whatever.
Thank God.
Out here. Yeah, so it cleaned up a lot, though. Like, it was worse when she was there. She's like, it's so nice here. Like, they didn't even have this place when I was out here. And, like, she showed me where she grew up. And it was, like, a private compound, like, with armed security and stuff. It was crazy. Her dad used to, like, paint over here and then send the money over there for them to live in, like, a private gated community. So, yeah, my father-in-law is pretty cool. He was one of those guys that used to stand outside of Home Depot.
Yeah,
he's a hustler. Wait,
those are the most family type men, though. They love.
Oh yeah, Yeah, his English is, like, really bad, but, like, me and him get along really well. Like, I've sat around and watched some soccer games with him and, like, talked to him for long periods of time with my wife translating, and she has a younger brother who's, like, also I'm good friends with. He's only, like, 21. And so I just kind of, yeah, no, he's a good guy, man. Crazy story. His parents passed when he was little, and then he came over here on his own with the Coyotes through Mexico. And then, try to provide for his kids from here. Yeah.
Well, thankfully you got it.
Sorry, hey, I'm giving you my whole life story, man. I'm sorry, you got me busy.
It's hot out here.
Yeah. I'm not even focused. Like, these guys are probably like, what's going on? Is this a business call or not? I'm over here. I'm sorry. All right, anyway.
Hey, man,
I have...
That's the best way.
Right? I'm like, I'm going to be working with you long term. I have some guys I've been working with like 8 years, 7 years straight since I've started working here. And it's just like half the time we talk, it's not even about the listing. It's usually just like, okay, everything's going good. Here's the lead. All right. How's the family? You know, it's chill.
Yeah.
I like it like that though. You build a lot of good relationships that way. All right, so I'm ready for you, though. I'm sorry. We got all the way down to the end of this, and I started running my mouth. So you said 7616 32nd Street, Antelope, California, 95843?
Yes.
All right, and then if you want to read it off to me, I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, it's going to be 4342564468414486.
Okay, let me repeat this back to you. So 4342564468414861486.
Yes.
486s. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year.
It's going to be expiration date is going to be 626.
6 of 26, and then 3-digit code on the back.
867. 867.
Okay. Let me get to the outline of the agreement. So just so you know, it's going to be set up to automatically process each month on the 12th day, but it's going to stay $299 for the platinum package and all of its contents. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. Again, there's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. If you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it also, as I mentioned earlier, first month payments are always non-refundable. So let me just set this off a little.
And then as far as everything that you've sent me right now, I just got to make sure I go ahead and give you all that, those photos, the pictures, and
yeah,
also
don't go anywhere. Don't, you're not hanging up. I am hanging up on you. Hold on. I know you got a lot of stuff.
Still
to try to go fast, but I'm gonna send it all to you. Hold on.
I was just jumping in the pool again. My bad.
Oh, okay. I'm like, okay, you're chilling. I'm not trying to ruin your day. Just soak it in the sunshine. I'm over here in the office. I know the sun needs to come out over here, man. It's been bad.
Hey, we're outdoor workers, man. We have to be outside.
Yeah, I know. That's nice, though. Shoot, I don't always get it like that.
It is pretty cool because I used to be a truck driver. And when I was truck driving, I did it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're inside the truck the whole time. You have no choice but to be in that truck. You have nobody to socialize with. So you're like, okay, well, it's boring after a while.
Yeah, it is. But I feel like it's a good way to meet people. I mean, when you're stopping around. But yeah, I think that would be tough. That'd be tough for me. I've seen a lot of those trucks when, like, I've done those drives, like, up PCH, or I should say down PCH. Like, I take the 5 all the way up to San Francisco, and then I'll PCH down. I do it, like, once a year. It's really a cool drive. But I see a lot of those trucks, and I always thought, like, I wonder if those guys, like, make enough. You know, like, I looked into it, and I was like, and then, like, so much time away from family and stuff, like, I don't know. It wasn't for me.
Yeah, it wasn't perfect. Yeah, it wasn't good for me either. I was doing local, but I was making good money.
I've seen too many Fast and the Furious movies, too, where they rob those guys. I'm like, man, I got to carry a gun.
I'm driving underneath my truck. Do I stop or do I keep going? I don't know what to do.